For all of our friends in New York City and the surrounding areas, this message is for you.
Yes, but not strictly for you. It is for anybody who ever considers coming to an It's the Real show. And by the way, we have an It's the Real show tomorrow night at SOB's.
Yes, Wednesday, January 10th at SOB's here in New York City. Get your tickets right now at itsthereal.com.
Actually, it might be tonight for a lot of people.
All right. Tonight, Wednesday, January 10th, 2018, live at SOB's here in New York City.
Yes, perfect.
Okay, great. So if there's anyone out there who hasn't been to an It's the Real show and you're on the fence about it, I know we've spoken a lot about it. You have heard from us as to what it's going to be and what the vibe is like and how much you're going to love it, but just don't take our word for it. Listen to a bunch of people we know.
Well, okay, so we should say it's not people that like we know well, like specific, like there are some people that are friends of ours.
Yes.
There are some people that did not know us at all before shows.
Right.
There are some people who maybe had met us once and then came to a show. Like, these are people we reached out to and we said, hey, give us your honest thoughts. We're just going to hold the phone up to the microphone and let people know what your experience was.
Right.
If it was good, if it was bad, if it was disappointing.
And here they are, uncut, for you guys.
Okay. I'm going to be very honest with you guys. Before I met these guys in real life, I had no idea who was Jeff, and I had no idea who Eric was. But, you know, by the time the show was done, I knew exactly who Jeff and Eric were. Like, in actuality, and I'd been calling them the wrong names the whole day, and they let me get away with it. So I really appreciate it. But we're all serious. The show was really good. I really, really like it. I think so often we get caught up in our daily lives and the 24-hour news cycle, and going to the It's the Real show in Los Angeles gave me the opportunity to kind of like check out of my head and have fun and enjoy the moment while two people who I met who are now my friends just really just lived their best lives on stage, and I was just super excited to be there.
Internets always get excited when there's an It's the Real live show. One, because they're friends of mine. Two, because they're funny fucks. Three, because they always throw a special show when they are doing that. Tomorrow night, live at SOB's, It's the Real, man. One thing I really love is just like the crowd presence they have and everybody in the crowd, because I think that what we become as far as a podcast community, as far as creators, is friends with a lot of the same people. So it's always great. Get your ass out tomorrow night and make sure you're there, because you might see a friend. You might have to bring your popcorn. You might have to bring your bonbons. You might listen. You might laugh. There's nothing wrong with that. You might smile. But It's the Real, always, at every show, turns up. There's always a couple few surprises, too. So be prepared. There is a couple few surprises. I don't know about food. There may not be any food, so you may have to bring your own popcorn, like I was saying. But It's the Real, live at SOB's. Make sure you're there.
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy J Omega from the Officially Street Podcast, and nah, for real, I fuck with Eric and Jeff because they're funny as fuck, they're true students of the game, and they've been putting out fuego content for over 10 years at this point. Their podcast is dope, their guests are legends, their shows are entertaining, and their music is worth the money. These guys are the definition of content creators, and they've worked super hard to get where they are today, and they deserve everything they have coming to them. Plus, they really appreciate when people show love, and they go out of their way to show love back when they can. Eric and Jeff, I love y'all. Y'all are stand-up guys. I wish y'all nothing but the best. Cheers to health, wealth, and happiness. Watch your life. Stay blessed and say less. Oh.
It was an experience coming to the show, you know, especially meeting people who were like hardcore fans, people that came to see you for the first time, seeing the whole experience, watching the interviews, watching you guys interact with DJ Simplex on that live performance was dope. You know, you guys brought a lot of comedy. It wasn't boring. You know, it didn't drag. It was just really fast-paced, enjoyable, very insightful as well. Very, you know, you got a lot of information out of the man that, you know, people who followed him for like years haven't gotten out of him. So it was quite a relaxed environment for them to open up. But yeah, dope. You guys were friendly. You know, everybody hung out afterwards. It was really, really enjoyable evening, man. And I recommend it to anybody. You know, it just makes me regret I was not in New York for the Rockefeller one. But hey, maybe next time.
The Q&A that you guys did, we were late to that. But I did like that you guys did that. It was really cool that you like sat down and you were interacting with everybody. And you were being honest. And it was fun. And it was funny. And it was actually, like, what do you say, like, eye-opening. Like, I learned a lot of stuff from, about different people and about you guys, your taste level and stuff. And then about the actual show, I liked that it was funny without being, like, ridiculous. You know, a lot of people, like, they try to do, like comedy rap, and it's really ridiculous because you're like, okay, this is really corny, this is really cheesy, but it's not. It's actually, like, you know, catchy songs that you can, that you're, you can listen to and you're rapping along to, and it's funny, but it's not corny. So, and then you guys are really nice. I didn't think that you'd be that nice, but I think I left feeling like I made friends, and that sounds extremely corny, but I did.
Yo, what up? It's Jazz from London here. I've been following This The Real for a good 10 years now, and I finally got to hang out with Eric and Jeff at a London show with DJ Semtex. Best part about that show was when Jeff roundabout asked Semtex about his arm and almost got a beat down live on stage. And I mean, when else are you going to hang out with two guys who have literally insulted Lloyd Banks' career and live to tell the tale? But tell you what, the actual best part about going to a show is, it's hanging out for a good 2 hours off the show with a few drinks and talking favorite hip-hop memories. Their shows are just like hanging out with two Jewish cousins you never knew you had. Go to their shows. You won't regret it.
I begged Eric and Jeff to do a show in L.A. for probably years. When they did it, it was the night that one night of the month that I had something else planned, and I didn't care, and I canceled it, and I drove all the way across town over an hour in traffic because it was worth it, because they told amazing stories, and they were hilarious, and I want to see them dance, and I want to see them, you know, sing their songs. And I was there, and people I knew from high school were there that I didn't even know were in LA, and we all had a great time. And my favorite part is all the stories behind the songs and all the people they know, but to be able to see them perform live music I had just heard, only had heard on my iPod, was really fun. And every song came with a story behind it. As a native Upper West Sider who now lives on the West Coast, there is nobody I would rather have represent my neighborhood than Jeff and Eric. And it was better than Cats. Nah, for real, for real.
So with that in mind, if you guys are looking for an evening of entertainment on a Wednesday night here in New York City when you're not going to be doing anything else, if you want a lot of laughs, if you want a lot of inspiration, if you want to hear the most ridiculous stories and be around all these amazing creatives,
then come to Death Row.
Then come to SOB's Wednesday, tonight, tomorrow, whatever day it is, Wednesday, January 10th, 2018, SOB's, it's The Real, on stage. You're going to love it.
Or at least you won't be disappointed, because luckily, like, none of the people that we talked to tonight were disappointed, and I think that goes for everybody that comes to our shows. You come out of it feeling like you got to meet some cool people, you got to see a good show,
and you got to get away from all the other bullshit that you're dealing with on a daily basis. This is the one thing that we would recommend for you. It's a getaway. It's like the 12 days of podcasts. It's a chance for you to escape from all that stuff. So once again, we're going to be performing live on stage at SOB's, and now, guys, is the time for you to go to itsthereal.com and get some tickets and join us and have a hell of a night together. It's The Real, two SOBs.